שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם, עמוד 526.
Hello, we will be reading Shamadi 15. What is other gods in the work? You can find the article on kabbalahmedia.info and you can send us questions live on kab.tv.
What is other gods in the work? God is whatever manages me. I am the will to receive, and what stands before me, dictating me to me what to do, is called my God. And here we need to hear what Baal HaSulam explains to us through Rabash. What is other gods in the work? It means that there is God and there is other gods. God is the one who brings us to the purpose of creation directly, but in order for us to distinguish between light and darkness, apparently we also need to be under the control of other gods sometimes, in order to detect the advantage of light out of darkness. So, let us see what he explains to us. But realize that one without the other will not work. And so we need to understand also the nature and all of the events, the incidents that we have with other gods. These are also the forces of the Creator. However, they're working in order for us to precisely detect, locate ourselves in the right state. We'll orient ourselves.
So the writings of Baal HaSulam, Shamadi 15, what is other gods in the work? It is written, quote, "You shall make no other gods over me," end quote. The Zohar interprets that there should be stones to weigh with. It asks about it. How is the work weighted with stones, by which one knows one's state in the ways of the Creator? The answer is that it is known that when one begins to work more than one is used to, the body begins to kick and object to this work with all its might. Since regarding bestowal, it is a load and a burden for the body. It cannot tolerate this work. And the resistance of the body appears in a person in the form of foreign thoughts. It comes and asks the questions of who and what. Through these questions, a person says that all these questions are certainly sent to him by the Sidra Acha, the other side, to obstruct him in the work. It says that if, at that time, one says that they come from the Sidra Acha, one violates what is written, quote, "You shall make no other gods over me," end quote. The reason is that one should believe that it comes to him from the Shekhinah, divinity, since there is none else besides him. However, the Shekhinah shows one his true state and how he is walking in the ways of the Creator. This means that by sending him these questions, called foreign thoughts, meaning that through these foreign thoughts, she sees how he answers the questions regarded as foreign thoughts. And all this, one should know one's true state in the work so as to know what to do. It is like an allegory about a friend who wanted to know how much his friend loved him. Certainly, when face to face, his friend hides himself because of shame. Therefore, he sends a person to speak badly about his friend. Then he sees his friend's reaction while he is away from his friend. And then one can know the true measure of his friend's love. The lesson is that when the Shekhinah shows her face to a person, meaning when the Creator gives one vitality and joy, in that state one is ashamed to say what he thinks about the work of bestowal without receiving anything for himself. However, when not facing her, meaning when the vitality and gladness cool down, which is considered not facing her, then one can see his true state regarding the aim to bestow. If one believes that it is written that there is none else besides him, and that the Creator sends all the foreign thoughts, meaning that he is the operator, then one certainly knows what to do and how to answer all the questions. This seems as though she sends him messengers to see how he slanders it, his kingdom of heaven. And this is how we can interpret the above matter. One can understand this, that everything comes from the Creator, for it is known that the beatings where the body beats a person with its foreign thoughts, since they do not come to a person when he does not engage in the work, but these beatings that come to a person in a complete sensation to the point where these thoughts smash his mind, they come specifically after preceding Torah and work more than the usual. This is called stones to weigh with. It means that these stones fall in one's mind when one wants to understand these questions. Afterwards, one comes to weigh the purpose of one's work, to see if it is truly worthwhile to work in order to bestow, to work with all his might and soul, and that all his aspirations will be only to hope that what there is to acquire in this world is only in the purpose of his work to bring contentment to his Maker, and not in any corporeal matters. At that time begins a bitter argument, since one sees that there are arguments both ways. The writings warn about this, quote, "You shall make no other gods over me," end quote. Do not say that another God gave you the stones with which to weigh your work, but over me. Instead, one should know that this is considered over me. This is so that one will see the true form of the basis and the foundation upon which the structure of the work is built. The heaviness in the work is primarily because they are two texts that deny one another. On one hand, one should try to make sure that all his work will be to achieve adhesion with the Creator, that all his desire will be only to bestow contentment upon his Maker, and not at all for himself. On the other hand, we see that this is not the primary goal, since the purpose of creation was not for the created beings to bestow upon the Creator, since he has no need for the created beings to give him something. On the contrary, the purpose of creation was due to his desire to do good to his creations, meaning for the creations to receive delight and pleasure from him. These two matters contradict one another from one end to the other. For on one hand, one should bestow, and on the other hand, one should receive. In other words, there is the matter of the correction of creation, being to achieve adhesion, discerned as equivalence of form, being that all his actions will be only to bestow. Afterwards, it is possible to achieve the purpose of creation, which is to receive delight and pleasure from the Creator. Hence, when one has accustomed oneself to walk in ways of bestowal, one has no vessels of reception anyhow. When one walks in ways of reception, he has no vessels of bestowal. Thus, through the stones to weigh with, one acquires both. Since after the negotiation he had during the work, when he overcomes and takes upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven in the form of bestowal in mind and heart, it causes him that when he comes to draw the upper abundance, since he already has a solid basis that everything should be in the form of bestowal, hence, even when one receives some illumination, he receives it in order to bestow. This is because the whole basis of his work is built solely on bestowal. This is considered to be receiving in order to bestow.
Well, let's approach the questions. Who puts his hands up there? Please, go ahead.
Moscow 5.
Oh, they don't have a question.
Moscow 5.
Дорогие Раф, скажите вопрос. Что значит другие боги? Что имеется во всяких мифологиях и религиях? Другие божества?
What does it mean, other gods?
I told you, other gods means that you have some important sources that you are willing to take into account and conduct your life the way that they tell you. It could be politics, it could be some other purpose in life, all kinds of other things, foreign friends. This is all called other gods. There is one force that is managing your life, and suddenly you feel that your life shifts into the management by something else. Let's say in your life now you want to achieve happiness, richness, money, honor, knowledge, sex, etc. It doesn't matter what. But this for you becomes precious in life. This is called other gods. A god is a force that is managing your life, that you bow before it. So if once it was food, sex, family, money, now the most important thing for you should be adhesion through the society with the Creator. And if it suddenly falls from that degree again into all kinds of those other corporeal purposes, it is considered that other gods come to you. And they, instead of the Creator, establish for you the purpose of life. This is why it says that you shall have no other gods over me. That is, instead of the Creator.
Germany. Lo shomim.
На чем она базируется, эта привычка?
What is this habit based upon?
It's not a habit. These disturbances come in order for the person to scrutinize what is the most important thing for him. It's the adventure of light out of darkness. So the more darkness you have, things that are opposite to the purpose of creation, so one can elevate the purpose of creation in his eyes. Therefore, without disturbances, it is impossible, because only with respect to the disturbances can we measure our true goal. that we elevate it each and every time above the disturbances, the various disturbances that the Creator Himself places before us. Hebrew 10.
Can it be said that the more a person makes the proper efforts in the work, the more he receives these foreign thoughts?
Of course, without a doubt. Otherwise, how does one behave? How does one in his life? How does he advance towards his goal if it's not without disturbances, without foreign thoughts? It's impossible. It's impossible. One always has to do it through left and right, left and right. Otherwise, he cannot advance. We are the created beings. So all of our advancement is only on top of the disturbances, on top of the things that are opposite, that hinder us, confuse us, deflect us. Turkey free.
Makalede geçen bedenin direncini demek açıklayabilir misiniz?
In this article, what does mean resistance of body?
מה זה אומר שהגוף מתנגד?
אדם מרגיש שיש כאן כל מיני כאלה...
The person feels that here there are all kinds of goals ahead of him that keep deflecting him from the path. They draw him away. Suddenly, it becomes more important for him to have a good time or all kinds of such things. Or to buy some big car, then one has to invest a lot of energy and time at work, and he has no time to study, he has no time to be with the friends. Those are the disturbances.
Да, в течение дня очень много этих чуждых богов, и каждый раз это так реально.
Throughout the day, you have many such other gods, and you feel it in a very practical sense. So with all those other gods, how to remain in contact all the time?
About the Creator, we need to understand only one thing, that there is none else besides Him, and that everything that comes to us, it all comes from Him, in order for us to prefer Him over all of the disturbances. This is how we make Him greater until we reach Him. That is all.
Нет никого, кроме Него, чтобы это было важнее и каждый раз более реально, чем все эти внешние.
How to connect to there's none else besides Him, so that will be the most important thing and the most realistic.
Through the environment, only through the environment. The environment should be next to you as a warehouse or a storage house of energy. The moment you have the Creator next to you, that's okay. But the moment that instead of the Creator, you see other goals that are more important right now, what can you do? It's only if you take additional forces from the society, then you aim yourselves once again to the Creator. So the society needs to be next to you all the time. Even if you don't turn to it, it is constantly working on you. So that the moment that the Creator positions before you some disturbance, immediately you use the force of the society. You will never have the force to overcome even the smallest disturbance.
Rab, hai appena risposto a questa domanda, per cui io adesso ti chiedo.
Rav, you just answered this question, so instead I will ask.
Siamo nella condizione di non superare le pietre con cui pesare.
When we are in a state where we cannot rise above these stones that weigh us down.
Per reagire con il grido comune. Come.
What is the action we should take in order to come to the collective cry?
To integrate in the society. I just told you, you have no choice. Only to integrate in the society, there you will find the strength. And if not, nothing will help you. There is no other source that will help you. Only the Creator or the group. If the Creator doesn't help you directly, rather to the contrary, He places some obstacle before you, then only the society can stabilize you.
Good
morning, Av. It says that a person is ashamed to say what he thinks of the work in order to bestow when the Creator gives him life, vitality, and joy. Why is the person ashamed?
Once again?
Why is the person ashamed when the Creator gives him vitality and joy?
Because by this he cannot show the Creator how much he is drawn to the Creator, rather the Creator is pulling him. PT 31.
What causes the created being pleasure and joy in bestowal if he doesn't receive any money, honor, knowledge?
Coming closer to the Creator. PT 18.
Okay, so the text continues. It says that these thoughts strike at him, at his mind. Difficult to hear him, sorry. What is the work above what one is regular to do? One who studies Torah is always doing above his ability.
No, because if I'm used each and every day to, let's say, lift a weight of 20 kilograms, for me it's no longer difficult. But 30 kilograms, that is difficult. That is called above what one is used to.
So our habit, we get up at certain hours, we make certain efforts, is that like the usual?
That's no longer counted. It's not even taken into consideration. To the opposite. Even without an alarm clock, you get up or not.
Yes, I get up without an alarm clock.
Well, so it just a habit becomes second nature. So what? For this, you deserve some reward?
No, but why does he write that this strikes at one's mind? It's regular, if it's the custom.
No. All of the disturbances that do not come according to the order, the new ones, they break a person's brain. These are the disturbances that do not let him focus on the spiritual work to be aimed towards the Creator. When you now have a thought, let's say, about how you're going to buy that new car or how next month you will go travel and have some good time somewhere overseas, now you're constantly thinking about it. Those are disturbances. Now, you might say these are not disturbances. I'm thinking about nice, good things. I'm enjoying it even in advance. However, if you look at the goal, then it is a disturbance. You might have negative disturbances or positive disturbances, as if, I mean, God forbid, illnesses or all kinds of problems. Asia.
Good morning. Is any thought or action in the left line considered other gods? Or only if you talk about a big car or a trip overseas?
Any disturbance is called a disturbance if it disconnects me from adhesion through the group with the Creator. Then it is called a disturbance, and it is called other gods.
USA Midwest.
I want to read one sentence. When not facing her, meaning when the vitality and gladness cool down, which is considered not facing her, then one can see his true state regarding the aim to bestow. Can you explain this? Why, when the gladness cools down, we can see our true state?
I don't quite know. I didn't understand the question.
טוב, נמשיך הלאה. Itatu. Itatu.
We'll continue. Itatu.
Buongiorno, Rav. È scritto nello Shamati che quando ci abituiamo a camminare nei vasi di dazione, uno.
Good morning, Rav. It's written that we are used to walking in the path of bestowal and a person no longer has vessels of reception. But when a person goes with his vessels of reception, he has no vessels of bestowal. How can we prepare a kli that includes both reception and bestowal?
Well, this is how we begin. First, we acquire the vessels of bestowal. To bestow, in order to bestow, this is the degree of binah. Later on, we can also add to it the vessels of reception, so that it would be to receive in order to bestow. This is how we do it in two stages. Toronto 1.
Скажите, мы ведь мы потихонечку начинаем ценить помехи, потому что без них мы как бы грубо впадаем в спячку какую-то.
Gradually begin to value the disturbances because without them you fall.
What is the question? The question, please.
So it turns out that disturbances are good.
So all the disturbances that the Creator is sending us are the correct disturbances for our advancement. Yes, that's right. But without disturbances, we wouldn't be able to advance.
It's like a kind of drug, right?
PT 21.
About the question from the friend from St. Louis, he's talking about an excerpt. When the Holy Divinity shows one's man's defaced and he has livelihood and upliftment. And so regarding that excerpt, what does it mean that a person cannot see his true state in order to bestow?
When a person can detect these states specifically out of the disturbances.
What does it mean to locate these states?
Well, in his advancement.
How can he see it from the disturbances?
According to the disturbances, according to the magnitude of the disturbances, he sees that this is the posterior of the degree and how he can reach the face of the degree, the interior. The interior of the degree is always built on top of the posterior. The posterior, that's the achab, it's the vessels of reception, on top of which he builds the galgal ta'anaim. Meaning, even though I have such disturbances, vessels of reception that pull me in all kinds of directions, I rise above them and I'm drawn to adhesion with the Creator through the friends.
May I ask another question?
No, Tel Aviv 1.
My question is as follows. Is a thought that is running in my mind and diverting me from the path, like my alarm clock rang and then I had thoughts to start to go back to sleep, etc.
In short,
is that the sitra achra or are these difficulties that I got from the Creator?
If it's a sitra achra or kdusha, that depends on you. There is nothing in the world about which you can say in advance, a priori, this is the sitra achra. Rather, it all depends on you. It's all with respect to the person who's attaining it. Hebrew 10.
I'd like to continue Roy's question. With all the disturbances that come, we are at times that we understand that disturbances are happiness. Without disturbances, there's nothing you can do. So what are we talking about? About what?
If they are joy, they bring you joy. These are not disturbances. So then how will you advance?
I drove straight into the wall, so I immediately thought of the friends and I prayed for them. It all comes from the Creator. It's all for good, so He's giving benefit to His created beings.
If you think about the friends and everything is for the better, then you cannot advance.
So what do I do?
You really need to invest well in the friends and in the Creator in order to come closer to them. Then you will start to feel how much it rejects you, it repels you. Then on top of these rejections, you will be able to advance.
I was in these...
Look, sir, I don't need to hear your biography. I'm telling you how it happens. I'm telling you what is written here. That's it. All the rest, scrutinize it with yourself. Galil West.
Angelot. Rechovot.
There are no questions there. Rechovot.
Rav Katuf po al din. Din, dinim.
Rav, it's written here on judgment. What are judgments? How do you correctly work on it?
Judgments, dinim, are limitations that I'm being limited from doing this way or that way, thinking this way or that way, decide this way or that way. These are dinim. Belarus.
Rav, такой вопрос. Вы не раз говорите... что любите природу, несколько раз в году выезжаете в отпуск. Вот вы наслаждаетесь природой.
You've mentioned a few times that you like nature, that you go for a holiday. So if you enjoy nature, is this a disturbance for you? How do you connect this fulfillment that's given to you from above?
I enjoy being in nature because it calms me down. It gives a feeling, a good feeling, and the ability to think about the fact that the Creator fills the whole of reality in such a way. Usually we are in a city, and this is a corrupted form of our world. Therefore, I enjoy being in that. A little bit, I mean, how many such occasions do I have?
כן או לא?
רב, סליחה רב, מה התפקיד של מחלות?
רב, what is the purpose of illnesses in the spiritual work?
So this is something serious that pulls a person away from the goal. It's very difficult for one while being ill to keep the thought of creation. And reach the Creator with thoughts of love. So those are disturbances, serious disturbances. On the bodily level, on the animate level, what can one do? If one shifts these disturbances to the degree of the speaking, making them even higher in the relations between him and the environment, then he heals. We will learn how to do these things, how to shift disturbances from one degree to another.
Latin 4.
Latin 4.
Latin 4.
Sí, buenos días, Rad. Tengo una... Me gustaría que me aclarara algo, Rad.
Good day, Rav. Without disturbances, we have no way to reach connection above reason.
Of course not. Without disturbances, we have no possibility to take even half a step forward. No. Because first of all, we need to make a movement on the left foot. When there is a disturbance and I step over it, then I shift these things to the right line. I justify the disturbance. I go above it.
Jerusalem.
How
can a person be included with the friends and receive importance for spirituality, importance for the purpose of creation, while he's not meeting with the friends?
What is a meeting or not a meeting? It's preferable to constantly feel inside that he is in a meeting with the friends. That will always promote one in the quickest and best way to go forward. This is how it is.
Czechoslovakia.
Regard positive disturbances. Let's say I go to the vacation and I want to enjoy some rest. And if it's correct approach, if I am on the rest, on the I am on the rest, but I am still connected, listen to the friends, excerpt, I am reading on the lesson, it's correct approach, can I be on the rest, but in my intention is to be connected to the Kli, it's correct?
Of course you can do that. Of course you should do it. There's no problem with that. Especially if you go with your family.
Mak. Lo shomim. Lo shomim.
We don't hear you.
Когда приходят помехи, я обязан находиться в тишине.
When disturbances come, must I be silent?
When disturbances come, I must, while relying on the environment, I need to detect that these are disturbances and how I can overcome them. That's it. PT 25.
אמרנו שהחברה צריכה להיות כמו מחסן, כמחסן קור.
We said that the group has to be like this. Force, the storage of like force in it. So the ten is like a woman, like a wife.
Let's say, I don't know, let's say yes.
So is it more important than the wife at home?
I don't know, I don't work with such things, with such terms.
I mean that one should live with his ten as something more important than the wife he has.
No, this is a question for a judge, not for me.
Moscow 5. Moscow 5.
Moscow 5.
Рафа, скажите, товарищи спросили про ваш отпуск, и там очень красивые картинки. Зачем?
Friends asked about you taking vacation and seeing beautiful views. Why were we even given such a beautiful world? What do we get from this? There are nice places and places that aren't that nice. Many times we took vacation with friends and we saw beautiful places. So why is the Creator create places that are beautiful, places that aren't?
We exist in a world which is a projection or a copy, a corporeal copy of spiritual states. Of course, there's no true connection between one and the other. However, whatever exists in the upper world also exists in the lower world, but only as a very kind of gray projection. Nevertheless, from the lower one, you can somewhat learn about the upper one.
Когда наступаю на помеху, я просто вспоминаю десятки или произвожусь не сами.
If I come across a disturbance, I just remember the ten, or
I remember the ten, and I try to perform actions so that I'm inside of it as Ubal, embryo, or even greater, Hebrew ten.
Thank you, Rav. What does it mean to slander one's malchut?
To slander one's fate, slander whatever is aiming him, directing him. Yes, I must not do that. All of the states that I receive them from the point where I am and the final point, the point of the end of corrections. Therefore, all of the states that come before me are all correct states. Correct. I just need to know how I use them correctly, how I actualize them.
And what is the realization of a correct state? How do I identify it?
Through Israel, the light and the creator is one. Through me, the group and the creator being one together. That's all. Focus group.
In the end of the article, he writes that while he wants to continue the abundance from above, since he has everything in the form of bestowal, so when he receives, he already does it in order to bestow. It's unclear what these states are of continuing this illumination from above, upper abundance, etc.
Well, a solid foundation or basis already brings him to receive in order to bestow. This is the higher stage. We have stages to bestow. In order to bestow is to acquire the quality of Bina, the quality of bestowed above all disturbances, fill oneself seemingly with the light of Hasadim, and then also open himself up to receiving in order to bestow through the light of Chokhmah that expands within the light of Hasadim.
It sounds like it happens by itself, that even when he receives it in order to bestow, not that he does an additional action.
No, 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 that's very hard work. It's not for everyone. It's not for everyone, really.
He writes here that since he has a solid foundation, that's enough for him and he can receive in order to bestow.
Hey, he can receive in order to bestow. He writes it seemingly in the same sentence, but the difference between the one and the other can be 100, 200, or 2,000 years. This is how it is.
So, what is this thing that he... What is this solid basis, and what should he do after this solid basis so that he'll be able to receive in order to bestow? He doesn't say any of that here in the article.
Because it's unrelated to this article. It goes next to it, that if one is able to bestow in order to bestow, he can approach receiving in order to bestow. That's it. You caught on to half a sentence, and now you want to receive a complete explanation about it.
Moscow 4.
Раф, не понял с точки зрения действия. Вот я получил, допустим, помеху, которая меня выбила.
I understand from the point of view of an action. Let's say I got some kind of disturbance. Going back to the previous form that I remember from the 10, what do I do then? What to do so that this form...
Well, going back to the... It's not about going back to the correct form of the 10. You need to make the 10 greater in your eyes now, so that it will be more than the disturbance. Then, by being adhered to the 10, you will turn to the Creator. And then you, the 10 and the Creator, will overcome the disturbance. And the disturbance will become a spiritual degree on top of which you are climbing.
It
says that you shall have no other gods over me, which means that you will turn them into God and not other gods.
Chelyabinsk.
Скажите, пожалуйста, как работать вот с помехой сна во время урока? Как группа вообще должна работать?
How to work with disturbances of sleeping during the lesson? How should the group work with it?
Before the lesson, the friends in the tent should connect with one another for a few minutes on some Zoom or whatever you call it. That way, they all seemingly embrace virtually. This is desirable. We do it with the entire world, Kli. And then we don't let go of it throughout the entire lesson. We continue this connection where we want to scrutinize and take care of all of the disturbances that come during the lesson. The disturbances, they're not quite disturbances. Let's say I don't quite understand, I don't quite feel. Suddenly I jump from one thought to another. I want to overcome all of these things through connection, not by myself, specifically through connection with the friends. And this way, I acquire new kelim vessels.
Latin 5.
Podemos considerar que el podemos considerar que
can we measure the 99% that they are because we're not doing enough dissemination and the 99 are determining a different God. Rav, the fact that we're slacking in dissemination, of course we cannot advance towards the goal, and the world cannot advance towards the goal either, because we have no greater means of advancing to the Creator than dissemination, because by that you're spreading the name of the Creator, His plan, His means, the means to reach adhesion to Him for the entire world. And if you slack with that, then you're also not taken care of, but instead you're being kept on a small flame. Maybe the next incarnation or the one after that. The Creator has no problem. He has time. He has a law, and that law cannot be broken. If you try and do what was given to you according to that law, then you advance. And if you don't, then you don't advance. You enter a state of this state of delay, and it can take many, many years.
Rav, the disturbances that come, as we said, they come on all kinds of degrees. Still, vegetative, animate, speaking, should we relate differently to each and every degree?
Well, all in all, a disturbance. We do not yet have the possibility to sort them. Peter 1.
А что могут сделать товарищи, если видят другого товарища, который завис в какой-то?
What can the friends do if they see that some other friend stumbles on some disturbance, some desire? You used to give an advice that you can go and drink beer with him, or you know, come to his house, wake him up. But what do we do now when everything is virtual?
Connect him all the time, wake him up, encourage him. That you can do. Besides, there are states and times that we can still get together. It's not so severe that it's impossible. I think that it's not such a problem. Well, even you know, you can hand out a carton of beers, and you can hand them out to everyone, and you can do a l'chaim through the screens. That's good too, to skip space. Chadera 1.
Will a person be able to receive disturbances that are not for him, but for his environment?
Disturbances through the environment, yes, we also receive. Also through friends, we receive disturbances. Not necessarily if we get disturbances from the outside and then we need friends to overcome these external disturbances, but that we too have disturbances with the friends, and then we need to reach out to the internality of the friends, to the internality of the group, and to work with it on the externality of the group. And we'll also learn how to work with the other groups upon our group.
Because all in all, we are related to a single body. And in that single body, if one part is ill, and that we're acting on his behalf, on behalf of that illness, we are the same.
This means that a person can bestow also in corporeality, or?
Right. Focus group.
Hello. We have a friend who had a heart attack 50 days ago. He's still in coma in the hospital. How can we as a society, as friends, relate to a situation where sometimes it seems like a disturbance, but how can we help?
You need to prepare like this, this like story of what's happening with him, even with a photo of him, and show it to us, tell us about him, so that we'll all think of him, and we'll do it. Let's do it for the first time, and let's see. And we'll see how he can influence it. We'll ask for the Creator. If the friend is important for us, the Creator must help. Chaver.
Hello. They just asked about dissemination. I, in Facebook, constantly publicize our contents, clips, or all kinds of things. And once in a while, I publicize some nice picture of nature. So for the nice picture of nature, I have dozens of likes and all kinds of responses. But as for our contents, seemingly I don't get much response. Here the Creator has to help us, right? Because, so that people will have a deficiency for these things also.
If you want him to help, then reach out to him and ask for help. Ita 4.
Buongiorno Rav, una domanda dal nostro amico. Cosa significa far passare una malattia?
Hello Rav, a question from our friend. What does it mean to make it so that you can shift an illness coming in the form of an illness to a higher degree? What does it mean?
Yep, of course you can. Moscow 4.
Rav, товарищ спрашивает, какая связь между любовью к товарищам и работой с помехами в течение дня?
Rav, what is the relation between love of friends and working with disturbances throughout the day?
Working with disturbances should be accompanied by your connection to the environment, to your 10. That your 10 is on the right side, the disturbance is on the left side, and you connect the two and turn to the Creator.
Latin free.
Hola Rab, a veces hay problemas que parecen que requieren mucha de nuestra atención. ¿Cómo podemos darle y prestarles atención sin que estemos cayendo en el servir a esos otros dioses?
Quite often we have problems that take a lot of attention from us. How can we balance between the problems and still focus on our work?
The more devoted I'll be towards the solution of the problem in order to advance to the Creator, He will make these disturbances more and more focused towards the goal. Okay, Dudi, what's next?
We can move on to excerpts about work above reason. We can begin the introduction to the book of Panim Yirot v'Masbirot.
You want to start this introduction? Let's start.
Okay, so move on to the next part of the lesson. Before that, let's sing a song together.
Let us spread this light. Shemati, Shemati, we must all unite. Thank you.
is changing, it's changing fast. Economy is crashing. We can't figure out, we don't ask why. Nature is talking. It speaks to us, but we don't hear a word. It's a global connection. Its next blow will be much worse. Let's reveal the message. Shamati, Shamati, love will light the way. Shamati, Shamati, I heard a wise man say. Shamati, Shamati, let us spread this light. Shamati, Shamati, we must all unite. Chasing pleasures all our lives. What is the purpose? No satisfaction on to the next. You tell me, is it worth it? What we long is to be loved, because we're all connected. So let us join our hearts as one. We'll never feel rejected. Shamati, Shamati, love will light the way. Shamati, Shamati, I heard a wise man say. Shamati, Shamati, let us spread this light. Shamati, Shamati, let us all unite. La 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 la. Shamati, love will light the way. Shamati, Shamati, I heard a wise man say. Shamati, Shamati, let us spread this light. Shamati, Shamati, let us all unite.